Hello and welcome to episode 334 of Spreken Zay Geek Combat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we let it go and bring you a review of Frozen 2.
Fuck, you hung around us too much, man.
We also bring you our streaming review of Creed 2. Well, we're doing a bunch of sequels, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we do our normal nerd news. I'm still tired, too, from the hike, actually.
Dude, I am so ready for a nap.
Yeah, I could...
You can tell?
Use a nap, though. Like, I was trying to nap on the car ride back, and I just couldn't. I was like,
I kept on focusing on other stuff.
I need a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler-free review of Frozen 2. This is the sequel to the smash hit Frozen, like we needed to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's back. Based upon what you get from the trailers, you actually don't get what the movie's about.
Nope, it's pretty plays it close to the chest.
Like, it almost, nice. From what the trailers showed, like, I thought that there was a warring country and they had kidnapped Elsa and put her on an island that she couldn't escape from while they were trying to take over Arendelle, and that's not what happened at all.
I mean, this is not a spoiler, but I actually thought they weren't going to do any music. Like, I didn't think there were going to be musical numbers, just because all the trailers I'd seen didn't show anything about musical, anything about singing or anything.
Disney's never done a non-musical.
Yeah, they have. Atlantis. They've done Treasure Planet.
They sang in Atlantis.
No, they had background track by the Goo Goo Dolls, I think.
I thought they sang.
No, I don't sing in that.
Okay, there's so a couple. Atlantis, they say that don't exist. Yeah. So
Treasure Planet, they also don't.
They say doesn't exist.
I'm sure there's others. I know... Fuck, I can't think of others. I'm sure there are, but again, I thought it was not going to have music for some reason. Interesting. But there is. You are right. They don't really give away a lot, which is really nice, because in this day and age, that's a rarity.
Yeah, and there was something we talked about. There was a rumor going around. I was like, no, if this happened, it would have been all over the internet, so we know that didn't happen.
Yes. And we won't say that because, well... That would be a spoiler, I guess.
Yeah, it would be a spoiler, so we're not going to give that away, but it's hard to really go into this movie, but it's more of a movie of self-discovery than anything, and especially for the four main protagonists.
Yeah.
You know, Olaf, he's really not a main, but
we're going to
throw him main enough, because everybody knows who Olaf is.
Yeah.
But it's just a story of discovery, and one of the things they talk about is... It's okay for things to change, mm-hmm. and they kind of talk about how it's okay for things to change and how things change differently for different people and such.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of all we can kind of really get into without spoiling anything of the movie. But I had just finished watching Frozen 1
a week or
two ago for the first time. And now I knew everything that happened because my daughter watches it all the time. It's always like on in the background, so I could tell you basically everything that happened.
Yeah.
But I never watched the entire thing. So I finally watched the entire thing, and I was like, okay, and? Like, I didn't... It was fine, but I didn't understand the whole hubbubaloo over Frozen.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So going into this, I was like, it's gonna be more okay, and? And I loved this movie. I thought it was excellent. The music, I don't think, is as good as Frozen 1, but I think everything else is better.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. The movie itself is fan-fucking-tastic. It is a solid movie, not just for kids, but also for adults. But because of that, I think it's actually a smart movie to show for kids.
Yes.
They probably because won't get a lot of
the themes.
Of
they won't yeah. They won't understand the themes, but the themes are there. And a lot of them are kind of, I don't want to say dumbed down, but they're kid leveled to where you can understand what they're trying to tell you.
But the important part about it is it addresses things that adults and kids, just people in general, deal with. And I like... Yes. That's the thing I probably admire the most about the movie is that it tackles things that I'm genuinely surprised they did, and they did it in such a good fashion, and the delivery was well, that I appreciated that. To your point, music is probably the weakest part of this, but right. It's a really solid movie, and a lot of the times they do the music to almost alleviate pressure, maybe, and so it makes sense why it goes maybe so far off field or far afield kind of thing. I had a great fucking time. Jackie and I both looked at each other afterwards saying how surprised we were. We enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, that's like... Movies that I don't like. So even Frozen, I was like, all right, this is fine. I liked it, but I didn't see the hubbub. Where this one, I came out going, I liked this movie.
Yep.
and I would recommend this movie.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm right there with you, 100%. Yeah.
All right, so we both say go see Frozen 2. We'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. But now we're going to get to our streaming review, which was brought to you by me, and it was... No,
it was brought to you by you.
Was it me?
Yeah, because I did the last one.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Remember, they will not be forgotten. They shall be not...
We both wanted to see it, so it was kind of...
Absolutely.
On Amazon Prime, Creed 2, which we both really liked Creed.
Yeah, it was a surprise, too, for us.
Reboot of the Rocky franchise, which is basically kind of Rocky.
The continuation of Apollo, or what is it, Creed 4?
It's Rocky the remaster 4. Of Rocky.
But it's Rocky 4 is where...
No, Creed.
Yeah, I know, but isn't...
And then Creed 2 is basically the remaster of Rocky 4,
which is when...
Break you, where Ivan Drago murders Apollo Creed in the ring.
Because Rocky doesn't throw the towel in soon enough. And then
Rocky ends up ending the Cold War because he got mad. Have you seen it?
I have not. I actually...
He literally got mad, and that's how he ended up winning the boxing match.
I actually read up on... Because I haven't seen any of Rocky.
Okay.
At all. Any of Rocky at all, but I really love Creed, and I know it's hard to not know about Rocky.
Right.
So I like to read up the stories about it. I even love the story about Rocky 1, just in general, how he got the script and stuff, but I knew of Apollo Creed because of our previous time we watched Creed,
mm-hmm.
but that's about as far as it was. So I had to go read up on... Ivan Drago and all that shit, and everyone says it's absolutely fucking ridiculous, which it sounds it, but this movie makes it seem way more realistic and hard, essentially, because it's basically the kids of two former heavyweights, right?
I mean, this movie is a father-son story.
Yeah.
For everybody, for Rocky and Creed, which is his son.
And it's Victor and Ivan.
Victor and Ivan.
And even honestly...
And then for Creed and then his dad,
yeah.
who's dead, Adonis? But he's still...
Oh, no, he's Adonis, sorry.
He's Adonis. It's Apollo.
Yeah.
I like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Michael B. Jordan has a lot of charisma, and he carries this movie. I didn't love this movie. It's... I don't want to say ham-fisted, but it just feels... This one feels like they don't know what to do, so they're just like, we'll just remake Rocky again. Like, why is he fighting his old arch nemesis' son?
Yeah.
And, like, they're doing a lot of stuff kind of, I don't want to say again, but just, it didn't feel new this time around. And even though Creed isn't new, it's Rocky 2, Electric Boogaloo, but still.
Yeah.
I like this. I didn't love it. I was actually excited because in... Rocky 5, the one with Tommy Morrison, so I believe it's 5. Milo Ventimiglia, or whatever his name is, the dude from This Is Us and Heroes.
Which guy in Heroes, sorry?
I don't know.
Okay.
He was one of the dudes. But anyways, he played Rocky's son.
Oh,
okay. And I was like, I wonder if they're going to bring him back. And at the very end of this one, he's in there. I was like, yay! Like, I'm excited over that, but... I like this movie. I didn't love this movie. I'm still going to recommend it just because Michael B. Jordan is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just, fuck him and his stupid fucking perfect body and fucking, ugh.
I'm right there with you again. So part of it is that I forgot that there was a different director for this one.
Yes.
Which I felt changed the tone of it. This one felt very much like, fuck, I'm doing the like part again. Take a drink every time I say like. That one counted. when I watched the Star Trek reboot with JJ, and we were so... I loved it.
It was
really great. And then there was Into Darkness. And we were excited but apprehensive, and we saw it, and then we realized that it was trying to be new, but at the same time, it was still... It was almost hamstrung by its own legacy.
Mm-hmm.
This movie feels the exact same fucking
way. Yeah, that's a good point.
Where like it's that. Trying to do enough new, but it's not... But it again, it's weighed down by its past. Okay, and yeah, I would have rather liked them, hopefully, the next one, because it kind of set it up, still going to continue on, and fuck, I will always watch Michael B. Jordan act. Someone did it better, they described it better than I think I could, of Michael B. Jordan does a great job of acting one way as a character, but you can totally tell that he feels a different way.
Okay,
He's a person who's a conflict with his emotions, the way he acts versus the way he feels. And I love the acting. I even like the ending kind of gives you a little bit of... It makes it so the bad guys aren't bad guys, but they're still bad guys.
Well, I did. That was one of the things that I liked is that
Because it's kind of a parody
switch. When Ivan looks over and he finds that his wife and the mother of his child left all because he's losing.
Yeah.
He realizes, like,
this isn't worth it.
I'm not a parent. I'm pushing the, like,
he's using his son.
Yeah. And so I did like that they had their relationship and how, you know, granted he gets up and throws in the towel, but
yeah.
But I did like that they learned to have their relationship because of that.
So that's my honest thoughts, is that I feel like it's so much like Star Trek Into Darkness because of that.
That's a good.
I really hope that the third one, when they do it, if they do continue this, does their own shit. Because that first one was, for the most part, pretty much its own damn thing.
No, it's a reboot.
Is it really Rocky. A reboot?
Yeah, it's you totally like, a reboot.
I really Rocky. Need to watch fucking Rocky.
Loses at the end, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But
that's fine.
Yeah, it just, I would like to see more because I think they have enough characters. Plus, God, I can't remember what's her name. She plays Valkyrie. And
Tessa.
Tessa Thompson, right? I like her, even though that she's still kind of a bit character, but she has
more parts. Yeah, she's not in this, like, at all.
She wasn't really in it in the first one, either.
No.
I feel like she had more speaking parts in this one.
And it's hard because it's, you know, it's not her story.
Yeah.
But she's also important to the story, but it's not her story. Like,
it's like weird. Adrian as well for Rocky, right?
Yeah, but Adrian's, I mean,
she's a main character, isn't she?
She is a main character, but she kind of, the first movie definitely talks more about Adrian and Rocky's relationship. But it's, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't love it.
But
I'm right there with you. Still going to recommend it.
If you like the first one, yes.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We are up for our next streaming movie.
We've been wanting to watch this one. We both talked about it. Happy Death Day to You. Or Happy Death Day, I think, is it?
Yeah, because I think To You is
the second sequel. One. Yeah. And it's on HBO Go. Both of them are. So hopefully we can watch one. And if we really like it, then watch two. But
I mean, I imagine I'm going to like it better than you will just because it looks like it's cheesy horror.
It looks like it's cheesy horror with Groundhog Day. I'm totally fucking down. Yeah. It's almost, what is it, Final Destination, but with a bit more fucked up comedy.
Apparently they're making another Final Destination. They're like starting it, and I'm all for that.
They're also doing a new Grudge. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
But that's okay.
I mean, I really love the concept of Final Destination, and I think it'd be fun to see them do more. I like fun horror. I love fun horror. So yeah, we're going to be watching Happy Death Day.
All right, on HBO Go. As always, if you have anything else to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus, let us know at BatAndHammer@gmail.com, BatAndHammer on Twitter, Sprig and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Crown and Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Sunday, Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Maybe SoundCloud.
No, and SoundCloud.
Maybe.
Why maybe?
Wasn't
working? No, Stitcher is the one. Stitcher is the maybe one. I have to go look and see what the fuck's going on with that. I might just have to email their support because they have like two episodes more or less. And I looked on actually Stitcher and that for some reason they stopped updating the feed. I have no idea why.
Huh. So we're aware of it. We'll
figure it out.
Figure it out.
Go to Podbean. Podbean has it if you're an Android user.
Okay, there you go. All right, so we can get to this week's nerd news.
But if you're listening to this, you know that. Yes, go on.
Not a whole lot to talk about. We're going to talk about a little bit about Black Friday coming up next week.
Yes.
Holy shit, if you haven't bought a PlayStation 4 or a PSVR, like, both of them are at $200. The PSVR is $200 with, like, Astrobot. I think it's a golf game, Skyrim VR. There's five games total for $200. And man, I'm eyeball fucking the shit up. Like,
Thinking about it? Or?
Oh, I want it really bad, but
are you going to?
I don't think I'm going to be able to pull the trigger.
Honestly, if it's not $100, and I know that's super low, but if it's not $100, I'm not going to buy it.
The $199 is a great price.
It is with all the stuff. It is, because it's normally $250 or $300.
$299.
Yeah, and so it's basically $100 off with five games.
Mm-hmm.
I wish one of those games was Beat Saber, because that's probably the game I'd play the most.
But that's the game that sells the most, so they're probably or the Batman Arkham game, or whatever.
There's a blood in something. It's like a cop drama game. But yes, that's good. The one for, whatchamacallit, the one for the PlayStation
and there's
one.
The PlayStation, which is, I mean, we were talking about it earlier, we had a little bit wrong. It's God of War, the
update
remake.
Yes, the awesome one.
The new one. You have Horizon Zero Dawn, the complete edition.
Which is fucking great.
And The Last of Us.
Still remastered. Fucking great. Yeah. Like, all...
And a PS4 for $199. And it's 1 terabyte to PS4.
If I didn't have one, I would fucking buy that hardcore. Like,
I almost want to buy it to have a backup.
You already have a backup.
To have a backup for my backup.
Oh my god.
But, like, I don't need the games. I have all those games.
If it was a Pro for $200, which would be ridiculous.
No, the Pro is totally... The Pro is at $299.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But those are big deals. I haven't seen anything for an Xbox yet.
No. Well, but I've seen a lot of their all-digital ones. And the all-digital ones are... That's the ones where they don't have a disc drive.
Right.
And they have a bunch of stuff where you get, like, a year free of, like, Game Pass and stuff like that, which pretty much gives you most all of the games.
Yeah, I mean, Game Pass is...
It's fucking solid. Fucking solid. You get Gears of War 5, you get a bunch of other shit.
The Outer Wilds?
Yep. Outer Worlds.
Outer Worlds. Outer Worlds. Yeah,
Outer Wilds. Yes. Yeah. The funny thing is, I'm finally playing Tomb Raider, the Shadow Tomb Raider, which is a game I bought last Black Friday, and I was telling you that normally what I like to do is look and see all the games that have come out this past year that I want to buy that I know I won't play right away, but mm-hmm. this is literally the cheapest they'll be even through next year.
Yeah.
There's, like, limits you can kind of figure out. Nothing usually goes below $20, ridiculously wise. And there's no games I really want to buy.
No, the only one I'm kind of looking at right now is Days Gone.
Yes, for 20, right?
Because it's 20 bucks. Speaking of the Tomb Raider, I know the complete edition is going to be on PS4 for $24.99. I'm kind of looking at that, too.
I'm playing it right now, and it feels the same in a good way. Like, it feels the same as the first two, which we fucking love.
But I feel like I can get it at that price again.
$24.99 doesn't feel like that good of a deal. I know it's the complete edition.
Right.
I would almost weigh and see what does the complete edition include. And if you can get it for, like, 15 bucks or 10 bucks.
Guess what I'm going to buy.
You're going to go buy it because Days Gone already there.
Buy Days Gone because it's already $20. I'm going to double check.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, well, let's go ahead and add that to the cart.
God. And this is how money goes away. I do love the digital future some days, though.
Oh, for $5, I can buy the collector's edition.
Fucking upsell, dude.
But it doesn't really offer anything.
Unless I love the game, I don't care about the collector's edition.
Yeah, and there's no DLC, so, like, I'm just gonna get the regular. I don't need the $5.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
was there anything you're really looking forward to at all, or?
Days Gone for 20 bucks.
I wish Switch games went on sale that had come out in the past year, because the ones that have gone on sale are the ones I already fucking own, and they are already out before.
Yeah, Nintendo doesn't believe in sales.
No, which makes me sad, because I really want the new Link's Awakening. I really want the X-Men game, Alliance 3. That would be dumb fun. And I can bring that over and just fucking play around for a little while. Yeah, not much else.
No.
And I'm all about digital because fuck people. I mean, don't. Unless you like those people, then go ahead and have sex with them. That's fine.
As long as they, yeah.
Unless it's consenting. Yes. Consent, right. It's gotta be consent. That's key.
all right, so
weird side tangent. Speaking of consent, let's talk about remakes.
How do you do this?
I don't know.
Andy Serkis has been cast as Alfred in The Batman.
This is a weird fucking cast. Like, it is a good cast. This is a weird fucking cast.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So they're gonna CGI Alfred. Got it. Okay.
I don't know what they're doing.
They have Matthew McConaughey. They have. Now, Andy Serkis. Pattinson. What else they have? Ugh. They have Robert Patt. They have... God, who else did they do? They did... Not Danny DeVito, obviously, but...
No. Let's see.
It's not Jonah Hill.
Who's Catwoman?
Fuck.
I can't remember who the cast
is. And they have a guy who's Riddler, right? Or is it Penguin?
No, it's Riddler.
Okay.
I can't even remember anymore, but they have so many people cast.
It's just a weird... Weird cast. I don't know what this movie is going to be. I hope it's good.
And especially, I mean, it's the dude who did the Planet of the Apes movies. And so...
Which is probably also why Andy Serkis is involved, if you think about it. I bet you that might make him more of a bit part than anything.
Well, Alfred's usually a bit part.
But maybe... I can't see Andy Serkis's Alfred.
No.
Because the problem is, like, it's as much as he is a CG dude... I can't separate Andy Serkis from Andy Serkis, I feel.
Right. I mean, he was Claw, and it was like, this is weird.
But it was kind of fun watching him play Claw. But it was basically watching him play an evil version of Andy Serkis.
There's going to be another Lois and Clark TV show, which makes sense, I guess. The dude who plays Superman on Supergirl right now is getting his own TV show.
That's more fucking spinoffs to the Arrowverse, because Supergirl kind of got backdoored into the Arrowverse. And that means this is also attached. Yeah. And then supposedly Diggle in Arrow is Green Lantern. I don't know. They keep on teasing it stuff.
I'm still wondering why they haven't done a Batman TV show. And I know people are going to say Alfred or Gotham, but no, none of those...
They don't count.
Those don't count. And I wonder, like, why are they...
So I have a dumb theory that they don't want to waste or pollute the waters too much in TV so they can use it for the movies, because he's been the most successful in the movies, even in the shittier times.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can think of.
But they're doing Superman again.
But again, he's not as successful, I may be wrong, obviously, in this, but I feel like he's not as successful as Batman.
Right.
And that's why he gets TV shows, is because they're like, well, we can waste the property a little bit, and it's not going to do as much damage versus Batman. If you have a bad Batman series, that might damage the waters, or damage the audience, maybe, appeal of it. I don't know. Then you have Gotham, who is, again, it's backdooring in Batman, just as a training part. I have no fucking clue.
It was. Gotham is something else, man. I'm
never going to watch it.
I'm watching it because I need to.
Yeah.
You know, I just need to see basically what it ends up and how all that jazz. And I'm like, man.
And all that jazz.
Like, I love the dude that they got for Zaz. I love Robin Lord Taylor, who was Penguin. He was amazing.
Yeah.
Sean Pertwee's really good as Alfred. Gordon is okay.
Which Gordon was supposed to be the main character, too.
Ben McKenzie. Yeah. Like, some of the villains they got, the casting was really good. And some of... I mean, Cameron Monaghan, who did fucking The Joker, was incredible. But I just... I'm going through it. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there.
Henry Cavill had an interview with Men's Health recently. And he said he's still not done with Superman.
So fucking weird. What is DC doing? Maybe it's like they had another discussion, but they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They have no idea what they're doing. And Wonder Woman, I still haven't seen a trailer for. I'm kind of surprised.
I've seen posters for it, and it looks like Thor Ragnarok.
It does.
Like, incredibly looks like Thor Ragnarok.
Well, at least the poster does, because she's like in... It looks like in front of a laser stand that making the W's, basically. Yeah. I will be interested to see what they do with that, but... I mean, that's the next movie coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe the Batman?
Well, no, you have the Harley Quinn one, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Birds of Prey. That's the first one coming up.
That is. Birds of Prey is coming out first.
Boy.
I don't know if it's on the news, because they can't see it from this far. But did you see, and I don't know if it's real, the whole talk about Secret Wars and that Captain America, or Chris Evans would come back to cameo as Captain America and stuff like that?
Really?
I don't know how much it's true, because there's something I saw a bunch of YouTube videos, and I know a lot of that shit gets spoofed.
Right.
So I didn't look it up before this, but I saw right before about how they're going to do Secret Wars, which makes sense because of Captain Marvel and the Skrulls.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally see them queuing that shit up hardcore. And even with, like, Spider-Man, too. I also don't know what Marvel's doing, honestly. Because I feel like with all the weird shit with Spider-Man, I feel like a lot of their steam got lost. I don't know exactly, even though they have the movies announced, until I see another one or two, maybe, I feel like they're almost in the same boat as DC. It's just that they had a really good, successful first 10-year run.
Yeah, they had a great run, but now, like, you build up to something? But you have Galactus still in your back pocket.
Yeah, you have Galactus, you have a bunch.
Yeah,
Galactus is a big one. Galactus is, I love the idea of Galactus. As long as you
have Galactus is basically your only big boy left. You've got others, but Doctor Doom, but...
Doctor Doom would be good if you can actually build him up, right?
Right, exactly.
But they're not going to... I don't think they'll do him until Fantastic Four is involved. But, yeah, I feel like, honestly, DC's never knew what the fuck they were doing.
No.
And Marvel's going to be in... especially after Spider-Man, I don't know what the fuck they're going to be doing.
I don't think they... I mean, they don't really know what they're going to be doing yet.
They have a plan of movies, but until I see a few more of them, then we can figure it out.
We'll see.
Yep.
And, oh boy.
Hellboy.
Kathleen Kennedy talked. That was fun.
Fucking Star Wars.
So, she did an interview with, I believe it was Vanity Fair, and was Rolling Stone, I'm sorry. And they were talking about the movies and how they haven't been...
good.
I don't want to say they haven't been good, but they haven't been as widely accepted as
the Marvel ones.
And she went on to say, well, we don't, you know, we don't have 800-page novels to go back on, and...
I did blah, see blah, the meme blah, for
all
this these, one.
All this stuff that we had, you know, from the previous stuff.
When she's referring to Marvel Comics and how they have all this big back catalog.
When they did Marvel, but they're, you know, they didn't do it with Star Wars.
And you're like...
And you're like, yes, you did. You had
the entire extended universe.
Yeah.
And all the books and all the comics.
And obviously they have no problem picking and choosing from them because they've grabbed Thrawn from the extended universe stuff.
Yep. I saw that, and it was the point of where someone's like, I don't get all this, blah, 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 and the person's just pointing, looking at all the evidence, saying, what the fuck? Look at the EU! And
yeah.
There are amazing stories, and you don't have to do
them. I mean, there's bad stories out there, too.
Sure, but you don't have to do all... One, you don't have to do all of them.
And you don't have to do them exactly the same way.
Exactly, you don't have to do them the exact same way.
Just don't avoid them like the plague. Because, honestly, the audience wants it.
I mean, you could do it, but you still could do it... completely differently and do it originally and still do it to where, you know, like Thrawn is different in the cartoons, but he's still the same. So like if you've met Thrawn, you know what's happening, but you're like, oh, this is still different. Yeah.
So we're watching Mando, right? Or watch Mandalorian. Yes. And I'm actually caught up. You're caught up.
I'm not caught up.
You're not caught up. You haven't watched the third episode?
I haven't watched the third episode.
Okay. But, so I won't say anything on that then, but...
I mean, don't give up too much.
No, but I mean, we've watched Mandalorian.
Yes.
And they're doing a lot of world building in that for just the Mandalorians in general. They're doing a fuck ton, like pouring a lot into it of shit that I had no fucking clue about any of this stuff. And I know they're pulling from the EU. I would love to see them do a lot more of that stuff with other things to really build more into the world.
But yeah, you didn't have to do everything shot for shot that are in the books.
But I do feel like there's almost like a avoid it like the plague kind of feeling to
it,
which I don't...
Kind of like Treasure Planet and Atlantis.
Fuck, I don't get it, though. When you look at merchandise and stuff in general, it's like, why don't you merchandise that stuff? Disney, you love printing money.
Yeah.
You can put like one or two stuff, like stuffed animals, and people will go for it 100%. But yeah, I saw that. I didn't read the context, so I don't know if it was like... She went back on it afterwards and said, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it this way. But I just read that quote and I laughed.
No, she hasn't gone back on it. You know, everybody's kind of like, So it meant, and there's rumor that Favreau and Filoni may take over in 2021 when her contract is up.
Oh, shit.
If they don't renew her contract, which...
I mean, he's got his stuff renewed. I don't know who Filoni is.
He did Rebels, and he's doing the Mandalorian right now.
So basically, the two people have done successful TV show franchises.
Yeah.
Because Mandalorian, you said, got renewed for season two.
Yeah, it's already been renewed for season two.
Which, I mean, I'm cool with watching it. It's not perfect. It's fun.
No, it's not perfect, but it's good.
Yeah. All the damn music. It's so spaghetti western.
You know what you're getting with the Mandalorian.
100%.
Yeah. And I'm okay. Like, I'm enjoying it.
Makes me want to go watch Dredd again.
Good call.
Because of the helmet and all the gunning and stuff like that. But yeah.
Good call. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. Nerd news.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
This week's pod question, which was brought to you by me, and I wanted to know, if you could race something, what would you race? And that had to be a real thing on Earth, blah, blah, blah. So we got an answer from our buddy TK, and he went with planes.
That'd be fun.
The first time I heard that people were racing planes, I was like, that can't be true, is it? And then they go, like, past these sticks and stuff, and I was like, this is so interesting.
And that's, like, low and fast.
Yeah, and I would just wonder how you do that. So, like...
A lot of them are biplanes, or, like, propeller ones,
but you too, don't right? start, like... You have to hit the start line at the same time and such.
Well, you could also just have a person start at a certain time and then time them, so they're almost doing, like... Time trials, right. Yeah. I don't know.
The Hetero Life Mate came back with F1 in the V10 era, which is the 90s and the 2000s. And I was like, Jesus Christ, why you do this
such,
to me?
Such a nerd. No, I love it, though. I do.
No, him and racing, I get. But he went so specific. I'm like, Jesus, dude. I would like to do that, but then I can imagine, like, one, I don't trust people when they're driving now. So the amount of trust that these drivers have with each other going 200 miles an hour to not just cut in front of you is ridiculous, and I
would not fucking trust them.
No.
Like, watching the movie gave me anxiety a bit.
What about you, buddy?
Jet skis.
Ooh.
I like water. Water in general, so I feel more comfortable. And it does not get softer when you fall off. And if you're going really high speeds, it hurts and you skip like a fucking stone.
Yeah.
But I liked jet skis. I actually didn't race them, but I drove them when I was younger, when we were at, like, I was lifeguard, and I fucking love them. So I think that'd be a lot of fun to race.
That's a good one.
What about you?
Downhill skiing.
Oh.
And I've never been skiing before, but that just looks fun.
Yeah, okay.
As long as you don't hit a tree, you know?
Yeah, you know, Bono it.
Tsunami.
No, just enough tsunami.
But that looks like a ton of fun, and the fear of death is the thing that has stopped me from skiing, even practicing.
I've done snowboarding, and it's exciting when you get, and it's all on your own speed too. That's the thing. There's nothing mechanical about it. It's all just you and
fucking and gravity.
Although I hear skiing's easier than snowboarding because you have the poles and stuff.
Yes, and snowboarding is just one big
board. Yeah, I fell so far on my ass all the time.
All right, so it's your turn for the pod question, buddy.
So since we watched a musical, as I was surprised apparently to it, I want to know, what is your least favorite musical song? The one that gets in your head and annoys the absolute crap out of you. If you hear it, you will change that station. If it's playing, or if you hear it playing around in general, you will just, you avoid it.
Do you want real songs or from musicals?
From musicals. Okay. So it's got to be a musical song. I'm not going to, like, specify on that. It can be from, like, a TV movie that is a musical, whatever. But it's a song that if you hear, you're just like, ugh.
All right. Send us your answers at bettandhammer@gmail.com. Bat and Hammer on Twitter. Sprinkles and Geek on Facebook. You reach me. I am at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and sometimes Stitcher. If not, go to Podbean. They're cool.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler-filled review of Frozen 2. So if you don't want to hang around for our spoiler-filled review of Frozen 2, ladies and gentlemen, you're blessed in episode 334 of Sprinkles and Geek. So for Sprinkles and Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler-filled review of Frozen 2. This time around, we find Elsa hearing voices.
Woo!
Singing coming from the mountaintop, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little bit of exposition of there are two nations. There's the nation of Arendelle and the nation of the Northlandians. I can't remember what they're called. Weird.
Yeah.
And
aliens.
They basically get into a war, and they're in this enchanted glade. These spirits come around and basically encompass the glade, and nobody can get out of this.
And they don't know why, because it seems like some weird misunderstanding happened.
Right.
Because it was all peace and fun time, and then shit went wrong.
So Elsa goes up to, or starts hearing voices. They decide that they're going to head up to the glade, to the magical forest or whatever, to find out what's going on.
Because the fire's gone out, wind has stopped.
Yeah, Arendelle was attacked by spirits. Elementals.
Yeah.
But it's not attacked.
And this time, it's not Mysterio. Sorry, it's not on DVD, so it's not a spoiler.
But,
spoilerception.
They head up to the glade, they are able to get in, they find both some Arendellian forces and some Northlandian forces. I can't think of their names, so we're just going to call them Northerners, I guess, for now.
The Northern, because the North remembers.
And they're at a war with each other, essentially, but they stay on each other. They stay on their own separate land for the most part.
And they're basically fighting over protecting the
a dam that they need to protect.
Well, they don't even think about protecting, I guess.
No.
No one thinks they're going to take it away.
No, they're just there
fighting because they think the other one fucked the other people over.
Yes, but they're staying away from each other because there aren't many of them, I guess. Elsa starts to kind of start taming the elementals, starting with the cute little salamander of fire elemental, and then there's
fucking adorable
wind elemental, water elemental, which he has to ride a horse, which is actually kind of cool.
I like how, for the most part, they had different personalities, and they played with them, and, like, the earth is all the earth giants and stuff.
Right. She decides to head to an island.
Because it's the...
In the north.
Yeah, it's like a... a river that they say has memories for everything.
Yeah. Turns out that her father was Arendelle. Her mother was from the Northerners. And
saved
her. And they have magic.
Yeah.
And that's why she has magic. Don't know why Anna doesn't.
Oh, they're the bridge. One has to have and one doesn't have to have.
Why?
Because why not? Maybe she let it go. Did you like that subtle nod, by the way? Sorry. Yes. She's like, fuck the North.
She goes up to the North. She walks into a cave. She finds out the truth that it was her grandfather that...
Betrayed
the North people. He saw that they had magic and eventually would try to use it to take over Arendelle.
She summons and lets her sister know, essentially, who's
basically... on her dying wish.
Yeah, exactly. Saying, hey, please, if we bring down the... whatchamacallit, bring down the...
Damn, well, she doesn't even say that, though. She just, like, she shows what happens, and then Anna's like, oh, we have to break the dam.
Yep.
They break the dam. Elsa saves the day, and...
Anna saves the day.
Well, Elsa saves the day because the water's rushing towards Arendelle to destroy Arendelle.
Yeah.
And then they decide to split up at the very end. Elsa hangs out with the magic people up north, and Anna becomes the queen of Arendelle. Hmm? All right. That's a lot of story.
I mean, this movie was actually really heavy with story.
Very heavy with story. I actually really liked this one. I just watched Frozen last week for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. I was like, eh.
You're like, oh.
That was okay. It was fine. It was a by-the-books Disney movie.
Yep.
This one, I didn't feel was by the books. Elsa didn't need to find a prince to... awaken her heart or whatever. She didn't need to find love. Like, and I've seen people talk about there's no villain in the movie, and the villain in the movie is Elsa. Like, she's battling with herself.
And Anna's doing the same thing, and Kristoff's doing the same thing, and like Olaf, all of them are battling their own insecurities, their own...
Because they're all adults now. They're no longer naive children, and that's kind of what you get with Disney movies, is everybody's naive, or at least the princesses are all naive children.
Yeah.
And now they're all adults. They all have... experience.
I got chills, and not puns intended, but like literally thinking about it, I'm like, there is no villain. The villain is themselves, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And that's a good portion why I love this movie, is it addresses real adult issues. And we were talking a lot on the hike, but kids need that kind of representation to show it's okay to be, like Olaf even says, Anna tells, you know, it's good, you have a right to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
And that we always say, you can't be angry. I'm like, that's what you need, though. You need to sometimes feel emotions and realize it's normal.
I actually really like this way more than I thought I would, especially since I didn't like Frozen. I mean, Frozen was fine, but I didn't understand the whole buzz over Frozen.
Yeah.
I feel the songs are actually better in Frozen than Frozen 2.
I can understand.
But I did love Hans's 80s power ballad.
Oh my fucking lord. Losing my shit while it was going on, because I knew exactly what they were driving for, and they got it.
I loved it. The new song that Elsa sings, I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, it's like Move Past Something or
but,
something.
But I do like that one. Those are the only two songs that I like. I don't like Olaf's song.
I really loved Olaf's song.
Really?
I was laughing my ass off the entire time, because it was... It was a veiled attempt, or not a not so veiled attempt, to say that, hey, let's address real issues, where he's like, nothing's going to change, everything's going to be okay.
Right.
But it's really like addressing how fucked up it's going to be. And I absolutely adored it. I really liked Olaf's song. Elsa's new song, not so much. Loved, gotta keep wanting to say Sven, but it's Kristoff's song, so much. I really dug that one. The other ones were okay. The problem with the problem with Frozen and songs like these, they just feel forced. But the story in this one, I am with you. I enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah.
I love the content of how they had other characters, and just the fact that I just came to kind of think about it and realize that all of them are essentially battling insecurities.
Right.
Which is so freaking appropriate, because as an adult, you deal with that shit so often.
Right.
And they do it in, I think, smart ways, and realizing that, hey, you can't solve problems externally. Everyone essentially has to go to their own path and their own way to find resolution. They can't get it help from outside. Which I kind of also liked.
Yeah, I was a big fan of this. I actually really did like it. I liked the Olaf summary of what happened in the first one. His C-3PO retelling of everything.
It was perfect. We were dying. The kids didn't laugh in our theater, and it was a packed theater, though.
Huh.
Like, I do worry that maybe it is a bit, maybe not approachable as much to them, but right. I really enjoyed it a lot more than I expected to, especially at the end of just, again, it's a thing that did smart-ish decisions. The weirdest parts were the music, but I think a lot of the music choices they did were to break up the really dark-ish parts of it, because the movie is really fucking dark.
Yeah, it can be. It does have some moments, and I mean, especially where, you know, Olaf dies and Elsa dies, and you're like showing Christoph. Murder.
Yeah, and then Kristoff and Anna are kind of on split skis for a little bit and try not really understand each other, and you're like, oh.
I mean, but.
But I liked it.
Yeah, I did like. I did like it. I really did enjoy this movie. It's.
I'm glad they didn't find their parents. Or I'm glad they didn't find their parents alive.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen.
I do too.
Especially when they found the boat. I was like, this kind of cheapens
It actually made Frozen. It more hurtful, which right. I kind of liked more because I'm yeah. the dark no, son
it,
of a bitch.
It did kind of to where it's like, hey,
you have
these
closure.
Things happened.
And you have closure.
And sorry, but they actually happened, as opposed to like, no, it didn't really happen. Like, mm-hmm. no, this happened.
It actually doubled down and said, this is the reason why this happened.
Right.
Which was...
And it even put in some doubt into Elsa of like, wow, I kind of killed my parents.
Yep. There's a lot to this movie. I will happily watch it again.
I would probably watch this as a movie over Frozen.
I would, definitely.
Again. But I prefer the songs of Frozen than Frozen 2.
I get you.
But... I liked Frozen 2 way more than I liked Frozen.
I'm 100%. It lived up a lot more to my expectations when I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
I was thinking, hey, this is a little more dark, a little more serious, and it is. The parts where it's overly fluffy are probably the musical moments, and that's okay.
Right. Because
it's a musical. But yeah, 100% go see it.
Yeah, we both say go see Frozen 2. And that'll do it for this week's episode, number 334 of Sprague and Say Geek. So for Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Right now, we're not... Go.
We're still...
We're not done. Go. I love you too, honey. Thank you.
When I knock on the door, you can say come in, okay?
Oh, is that what I could do?
Yeah.
Yeah.